I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In modern China, it is totally possible to have top Communist Party officials and Ferrari-driving playboys in the same family. Totally possible. You're just not supposed to know about it. Or at least the Chinese government doesn't want stories about them getting out. But sometimes they do. Take the case of Ling Wancheng and his brother Ling Jihua. Ling Jihua was a top Chinese leader. He's believed to have handed over top-secret documents to the U.S. via his brother, Wancheng. The story gets even crazier, though, with juicy details like glamour girls and a totaled Ferrari. I turn to Isaac Stonefish with Foreign Policy for the details.
So what happened was Ling Jihua's son was driving very late in the evening at a Ferrari that he somehow managed to purchase despite his parents' nominally very modest salaries as government officials. And he crashed the Ferrari with two half-naked and potentially fully naked half-Chinese women in the car who were badly injured. The son died. The women were paid hush-up money. And Ling Jihua hoped that this would be the end of it. But alas, he didn't get that lucky.
Yeah, so what happened next? And how did the brother Wancheng get involved?
So Ling Jihua's enemies used this. It was really a great gift that he gave them. They were able to use this to peg him on this anti-corruption campaign that China's current president Xi Jinping is having. So he was deposed and arrested, and Ling's brother got involved because ostensibly Ling Jihua gave secret documents to the brother. The brother fled to the United States, where he remains today. And the big news as of recent is that the brother might have given these secrets to the FBI, to the CIA, and the brother had access to some really juicy stuff.
What was in those documents?
So we don't know what was in the documents. We think that he had information about the security at Zhongnanhai, which is the very secretive leadership compound where China's top leaders live. Well, we think he might have had information about China's nuclear launch strategy, its nuclear launch codes, and perhaps even more damning to the current rulers. He probably had a lot of really, really damaging gossip about Xi Jinping, his family, and the families of those near him.
So what do you think motivated Ling Jihua and his brother, Wancheng, to do this? Money?
I think it's probably not money. I mean, both of them seem to have enough money. It seems like this was an insurance policy for both of them. And, you know, Ling Jihua, if he did, in fact, give the secret documents, might have done so because he figured that if his brother had all of this really great information, that could in turn save his life because his brother could trade the information back to Beijing for, you know, perhaps more lenient sentencing or perhaps a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, so take us back to that auto accident, the son of Ling Jihua. How did that kind of taint him in the Communist Party?
I think it was just so egregious. I mean, it's just such a ridiculous scandal. You know, the Ferrari, the speed at which it was traveling, the, you know, badly injured naked women in the car at the same time. And I think the perhaps what made it worse was that some factions of the Chinese leadership were able to use their control of the media to try to cover up the scandal. So not only was it this, you know, devastating scandal involving the child of a high leader, but it was covered up in not a fully comprehensive way. So, you know, if you're able to just completely erase it, no one knows that it happens, fine. We never hear about it. But if rumors of it are able to get out, those can even be more damaging than coming out ahead and managing the media narrative in the beginning. So you had all these rumors. The rumors bubbled up to a surface. And then, you know, not too long after that, boom, Ling Jihua is demoted. And then, boom, Ling Jihua is arrested.
Yeah. So where is Ling Jihua now?
We don't know where he is exactly. He could be in a very uncomfortable prison cell, or he could be in a fairly comfortable villa.
And that brother, Wancheng, he's in the United States, right?
As far as we know, he's in the United States. You know, he could be in some sort of witness protection program. He could be somewhere in Mexico right now. We just really don't know.
It's a really kind of complicated story, but overall, I'm just wondering, it seems like it could have been used as a lesson to upwardly mobile Chinese, trumpeted to them as a way to kind of not be so unbridled with wealth and greed. Is that what's happening?
I think that's very well said. I mean, I think if there's one great takeaway for any top Chinese officials listening, it's keep your children in line.
Yeah, really. Our friend Isaac Stonefish with Foreign Policy, who often comes on the show to talk about all things China, thanks very much for explaining this little mystery to us.
Thanks so much for having me.